2017 was a horrible year for the children of Yemen. We have a number of children that have been killed or injured. Only in the past week, 13 children have been killed and 12 have been injured. And in the whole of December, 42 children have been killed and 38 have been injured. So the year has been terrible for the children, not only because of the killing and maiming, but also because we went through one of the worst cholera outbreaks, because malnutrition rates continue to be among the highest in the world, with 2 million children malnourished, and out of those, almost 385,000 severely acute malnourished. So it could have not been a worse year for the children in Yemen.
As you said, it was a tough year, from the continued conflict to cholera and hunger. But despite all of this, the humanitarian efforts were able to save lives. What's the most notable achievement you're most proud of?
I think that the most important for us is that we maintain a constant presence along the year. We were able to deliver in most fronts. In health, we managed to maintain most of the health facilities open. We managed to deliver several cleans with vaccines, life-saving vaccines. We managed to do polio campaigns to more than 5 million children. We managed to provide treatment for severe acute malnutrition to more than 200,000 children. We are repairing water networks in rural areas, and also we are delivering water in urban areas. We have also provided an enormous emergency cash transfer program with the support of the World Bank to almost 8 million people. So it was a good year in the sense that we had an important amount of funds from the donors, and we managed to serve the very minimum and basic needs of the children of Yemen.
Would you have any estimates for how many children were saved because of the relief efforts?
It's very difficult to say because children might be receiving either water, or some of them might be receiving health treatment or treatment for malnutrition. But I think the biggest figure that we have achieved is through this emergency cash transfer that has reached 1.3 million families and altogether reaching 8 million individuals. And there is another payment coming up, another round coming up now at the end of January. So that would be our major achievement, I would say.
You constantly visit hospitals, children's centers, and oversee UNICEF efforts and work on the ground. What's the moment which you always remember?
Well, I always remember when I visit the hospitals or the malnutrition treatment centers. I remember so many children that I have visited. I remember little Ali, actually, in a hospital in Aden. He was 7 years old. He was in his bones, actually. He had acute watery diarrhea. And I asked the mother, what happened so that he came to the hospital so thin? Because, believe me, he was bones. She was telling me that she couldn't get the money, actually, to get the bus to go to the hospital. So the levels of poverty in the families are now reaching levels that are unsustainable. And seeing that mother with Ali reaching the hospital so late when he was, you know, the child was about to die, it really broke my heart. That was a very sad moment.
The situation in Yemen is tough. There were days that you, along with many Yemenis, could not move or go on the streets. Have you ever thought, why am I here?
Well, I'm here because this is the only job I want to do, so I have, I'm clear why am I here. But also because the children of Yemen deserve the UN agencies, the NGOs, and the best qualified staff to be here to support them.
Sometimes people forget that people who are served are not only numbers. They are people whose lives are transformed, whose lives are saved. What would you say to people who look at the news of Yemen and forget these human faces behind the numbers and behind the news?
What I would say is that there are stories of children, of sisters, of brothers, of mothers, of fathers, the same stories that we all have at home. We all have families. So it's the same is happening here. The case of Ali and the mother that didn't have any money, or the case of little Ruba, who was born 1,000 days ago, actually. 1,000 days of tragedy for her, where she was born as an underweight baby. The father didn't have any more money. The mother was already sick when she delivered. So those are real stories, and those are real people that we know. So it's very difficult for us sometimes to continue our work because of course, we empathize with the people. And, but in the end, this is just people as the humanitarian workers working with the local authorities, working with the nurses, with the doctors in the hospital, with the teachers. They are real heroes in Yemen, actually helping the population, not us, but the people that work on the ground, the Yemenis themselves supporting the Yemenis.
Looking forward to 2018, what are the specific steps you want to see happen in Yemen?
Well, we want to see peace. This is the most important thing. Without a political solution to this conflict, many children are going to die. And this is what is unbearable. This is a conflict that can be stopped at any time, and we can avoid the death of many children and many people in this country. So this is the most important thing, a political and peaceful solution to this conflict. And of course, we want access for humanitarian aid, not only from the outside, but also inside. We need the visas for our expert. We need access within the country. We need freedom of movement. We need to monitor the projects. We need unimpeded access for humanitarian aid.